Good morning, and welcome to the Builders Briefing for February 25th, 2026. I'm Alex, joined as always by Sam. And Sam, today we've got a massive system prompt leak, an AI that wrote a working kernel driver from scratch, Firefox shipping built-in XSS protection, and Stripe crossing $159 billion in valuation.
That's a packed lineup, but honestly, I've been waiting all morning to talk about the prompt leak. Let's get into it.
Okay, so here's the big story. A repo blew up over 1,100 engagement, and it's aggregated the full system prompts, internal tools, and model configurations for essentially every major AI coding assistant on the market. We're talking Claude Code, Cursor, Devin, Windsurf, Replit, Lovable, Kiro, Manus, V0, Xcode's AI features, about 20 more on top of that.
And this isn't like fragments or guesses. These are the actual instruction sets, the guardrails, the tool definitions, the context windowing strategies. This is the stuff these teams spent millions figuring out, just sitting in a public repo.
Exactly. So if you're building AI dev tools or even just crafting system prompts for internal tooling, you now have a reference library of production-tested prompt engineering. You can study how Cursor handles context windows, how Devin structures multi-step task decomposition, how V0 constrains generation to specific frameworks.
Right. And what's wild is what this implies for competition. If your moat was a clever system prompt, that moat is gone as of today. Everyone can see everyone else's playbook now.
That's the key signal. Prompt engineering for coding agents is converging on recognizable patterns. The differentiation is moving to infrastructure. Sandboxing, file system access, test execution, context management. The next 6 months will separate tools with real infrastructure from tools that were basically a good prompt wrapped in a UI.
Which honestly is a healthy correction. The best developer tools were always going to win on execution environment, not on prompt tricks. Now the market just got forced to prove it.
All right, shifting to AI and models. This one blew my mind. A developer.ai to write a fully working free BSD Wi-Fi driver from scratch. A BreeCMF Mac driver for an old MacBook. And here's the thing. There's basically no training data for this in the target form.
That's interesting because it means the model had to synthesize across driver APIs, hardware specs, and kernel interfaces to produce working kernel-level code. This isn't generating a React component. This is niche systems programming where you'd normally need deep domain expertise and weeks of work.
If you're building an embedded or niche systems programming, take note. LLMs are crossing a threshold from good at web apps to can reason about hardware interfaces. Also worth flagging, there's a new benchmark called the car wash test that's getting a ton of attention. 186 Hacker News comments. It tests whether models can follow multi-constraint natural language specs, like running a car wash, way more practical than MMLU for evaluating agentic workflows.
I love that. Real-world instruction following is exactly what matters if you're deploying agents. Speaking of agents, I noticed two projects this week, Refly and PySkills, both tackling portable agent skill definitions. Is that a coincidence?
Not a coincidence at all. Refly lets you define reusable agent skills as vibe workflows that run across Claude Code, Cursor, and Codex. PySkills is doing something similar, composable skill files compatible with multiple coding agents. The convergence here is telling us that agent skills as infrastructure is becoming a real category.
So if you're building internal developer agents, the move is to define your skills in these composable, tool-agnostic formats now, and avoid lock-in as the ecosystem standardizes. Smart.
On the DevTools front, a couple of standouts. Diode is a browser-based environment for hardware design and simulation. 368 Hacker News points. If you're building IoT products or teaching electronics, you can skip physical prototyping in early design phases entirely.
And OXC keeps gaining momentum. It's a Rust-based replacement that consolidates parsing, linting, and transforming JavaScript into a single fast toolchain. If you're still running ESLint plus Babel plus Prettier as separate tools, it might be time to look at migrating.
Also, MIT's missing semester course got its 2026 refresh. Shell scripting, version control, debugging, developer productivity, All the practical stuff CS programs still skip. Share it with your junior devs. Link in the briefing.
That course is genuinely one of the best resources out there. I wish I'd had it when I was starting out.
Okay, security. This one matters for every web developer listening. Firefox 148 ships with set HTML, which replaces inner HTML and sanitizes HTML by default. Instead of blindly inserting markup into the DOM, it runs through the sanitizer API automatically. This eliminates an entire class of XSS vulnerabilities.
That's huge, and it's going to become the standard across browsers. So start migrating your DOM manipulation now. Oh, and Firefox 148 also quietly includes an AI kill switch, a toggle to disable all AI features in the browser.
Interesting contrast, right? Shipping AI features and a way to turn them all off in the same release. Also on the security radar, the Keep Android Open Coalition is pushing back on Google, requiring mandatory developer registration for all app distribution, including sideloading. If you distribute Android apps outside the Play Store, watch this closely. Quick startup note. Stripe is now valued at $159 billion and just dropped their 2025 annual letter. The big signal for builders is that they're betting heavily on AI-assisted financial tooling and embedded finance. If you're building fintech, align with their roadmap or find the edges they're ignoring.
At that valuation, Stripe basically is the payments infrastructure layer. The question is whether you build on top of it or try to carve out the niches they haven't gotten to yet.
All right, speed round. Quick hits. Someone built an x86 CPU emulator written entirely in CSS. Peak absurdity, peak skill.
Of course they did. I love the internet.
There's also Ghostfolio, an open-source wealth management app built with Angular, Nest.js, and Prisma. Coreboot got ported to the ThinkPad X270 for the open firmware crowd, and Samsung launched an upcycle program turning old phones into smart home sensors. Actually pretty clever.
The Samsung one is interesting from a sustainability angle. There are billions of old phones sitting in drawers. Repurposing them as sensors is a much better lifecycle play than recycling.
So here's the takeaway for today. Two big patterns. First, the system prompt leak confirms that the moat in AI coding tools is not the prompt. It's the execution environment, context management, and tooling infrastructure. If you're building developer-facing AI, invest in sandboxing and tool integration, not prompt wizardry.
And second, the convergence around Refly, Pi skills, and portable agent skill definitions tells us that agent skills as composable infrastructure is becoming a real thing. Define your skills in tool-agnostic formats now, and you'll avoid lock-in later.
That's the Builder's Briefing for February 25th. All links are in the show notes. If today's prompt leak taught us anything, it's that the real advantage isn't in what you tell the model. It's in what you build around it.
Build the infrastructure, not just the instructions. See you all tomorrow.